This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Erica, tonight another day of protests over the election of this new president, Donald Trump. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you after a wild week. I think people are weary, exhausted, and still trying to grapple with the change, either the excitement or the disappointment. And, you know, it's pretty much split down the middle. And I'll say this right at the top as we sit here and wonder about the future of America. I say that this is the next president of the United States. So this is the man that you back and you hope and you pray and you root for our team, which is the same team no matter what, whether it's a tough pill to swallow or not. And some of the most liberal people I know are saying the very same thing because it's a, again, after a couple of days that were tough for some people to handle, this is the new reality that we live in. Justin Duckham joins us, a true insider, I'm going to call him, in Washington for Talk Media News. You're like the grizzled veteran. You know, I want everyone to know, I just did my homework on Justin. I went on Facebook. We're friends on Facebook. You're one of my, you know, 4,719 friends. So I dug you up and I looked and saw, wow, I know Justin's fun because we had fun together when we were both in Grenada. But I also realized you know, you have a lot of brushes with fame. It seems like everywhere you go, somebody famous is near you, and that's part of covering Washington, D.C. Plus, you never get any sleep because, you know, you're following all these politicos around, right?
And I'm also calling you every night at 12:06. So, you know, that's another reason why I don't get sleep. But, no, I kind of view myself as a modern-day Forrest Gump in the sense that I have a lot of just kind of awkward, strange interactions with a lot of, you know, pretty historical people, which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah, well, I think this year I'm going to work on Ellen Radner. I want to be at least one of your dates, anyway, to the White House Correspondents' Dinner, because this year will be really interesting, won't it? This next year?
Oh, my God, you have no idea. Yeah.
It may be the hottest ticket in town, so it might be pretty tough. I don't know. It might go to the highest bidder. She may end up putting StubHub. Who knows? But we'll see what happens. I know. Exactly. There is no comeback for that. So we see protests again. What's coming out of Washington? What's the president saying about, if anything, about people that are protesting the election?
Well, you know, I think to a large extent, these protests aren't necessarily rooted in any logical argument, you know, and that's fine. I think this is more of a cathartic argument. There are a lot of people who are, you know, very frustrated about the way that the election turned out. You know, there's a sense of a loss of power for a lot of people. Obviously, Donald Trump had proposed a lot of things that, you know, frankly, just made a lot of Americans feel like they were at risk. And this is pretty much the response that you could have, you know, expected from that. So, you know, obviously people aren't necessarily saying that, you know, it's a rigged election or whatnot. There are some people discussing, you know, how, if you look at the popular vote, obviously Clinton was ahead, some new calls for the Electoral College to strike down a Trump presidency. But for the most part, I think this is sort of just a natural primal scream that is, you know, sort of necessary for a lot of people at this point in time. So I don't necessarily knock them. But Donald Trump did weigh in on them a little bit earlier tonight. One of his first tweets since becoming the president-elect, he said that there was a fair and open election, but there are still, in his words, professional protesters who are being driven by the media who are out there on the streets right now, and then called it very unfair. Despite the fact that he just won the presidency, has, you know, achieved what so many civil servants have strived for with minimal effort and should be on top of the world, this is what he's focusing on today.
Yeah, so while that's happening, he's reacting with a tweet. earlier he was talking with Barack Obama, and of course there was a little bit of press action on that, and then there were pictures released of Melania having tea with Michelle Obama. So the transition from that point of view looks all very civil, right?
Yeah, they certainly did strike a cordial tone today. You know, there has been a very deep rift between Obama and Trump for years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, obviously starting with Trump attacking Obama's citizenship. You know, Obama just really lashing into Donald Trump, I believe, back in 2013 at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Or 2012, I guess, just really, you know, going to town on him and kind of leading a lot of people to speculate that that was perhaps the moment he decided to run for president, just to kind of show it to them. But today we saw a much different tone coming from both of them. Obama said that they are hoping for their success, want this to be as smooth of a transition as possible. And Donald Trump, you know, said that Obama was a great man, said that he would rely on him for counsel. You know, certain words that we had never expected to hear from Donald Trump coming out in what was really a surreal moment. You know, we've seen a lot of caricatures throughout the years of what it would look like with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. Actually seeing him there today was just a sight that made this, you know, so much more real for a lot of people who just think that this is, you know, sort of an almost dreamlike election in the sense of how odd it's become.
Yeah. So now this is happening, what about the cabinet and building the cabinet? There's a lot of rumors, but who are some of the names that you're hearing?
You know, we're hearing Newt Gingrich being rumored as Secretary of State, along with Senator Bob Corker, who was rumored to be a potential vice presidential pick for Trump for a while. He's somebody who sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and obviously has the chops for that. Rudy Giuliani and Chris Christie are being rumored as potential attorney general picks, despite the fact that Christie right now is facing some problems on his own in terms of the legal department. And then beyond that, for White House, the chief of staff, which is in, you know, a cabinet position but still very important, Reince Priebus, the chair of the RNC, is being floated as a potential pick, as is Steve Bannon, the former current CEO following the election, since he said he was going to rejoin Breitbart the day after, is being rumored as well. Somebody who is a pretty controversial, individual in his own right. And right now, this kind of being viewed as sort of the definitive aspect of how this, presidency is going to go. If he chooses somebody who is sort of an old hand in Washington who helped him ascend, or if he's going to go with somebody who is really just kind of a barn burner in the classic sense of the word, and somebody who's just extremely anti-establishment and, frankly, somebody who embraces a lot of the, you know, more outrageous aspects of the campaign.
Do you think there'll be any women? There was a rumor about Sarah Palin, but that's the only woman I heard.
That's the only woman I've heard as well in terms of cabinet positions. Kellyanne Conway apparently said that, you know, she is, or that she has been offered a position in the, you know, Trump cabinet, Trump's campaign manager. There are some pretty important Republican women who are out there. Governor Mary Fallon from Oklahoma would be one. A lot of others who had kind of come out on the campaign trail and supported him. But for the most part, it looks to be like sort of a boys' club for the good portion of this cabinet.
Yeah, absolutely. Somebody said to me today, you know, there's a movie called Sausage Party. They said, Kate, look up Sausage Party 2. And then they listed some of the names that you mentioned. And so, as you can imagine, it's pretty easy to riff on that. And that's what the comedians are having a field day with it. Hey, Justin, thanks so much for hanging out with us so late. Go enjoy your life. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a good one.
All right, coming back on the flip side, odds and ends on the day, including some of what we've heard coming out of Washington as well. The historic Trump meeting supposedly was excellent. What does that mean? Stay with us.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's your name to plead my case? No orbits, just send me into outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true. The diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Promise we're going to go back and forth on the war of not words so much, but of trying to bridge the gap, I think, now anyway, between the new administration that's coming up and the old administration. I mean, listen, you got to admit, can you imagine being Barack Obama? You're the president of the United States, and the whole you are not an American, the birth certificate, all that kind of stuff, I guess just behind them, showing in both cases, I think for Trump and for Barack Obama, that it is about decorum now at this point, because that's what it's about. It's about the United States. It's about being an American. And if you're the person at the top, whether you're the person coming in or you're the person that goes down in history, no matter what the legacy is or how people feel, I think you want to be the person that makes the next guy in the door feel like it's an easy, smooth move in, because it's not, because it's the future and the past, and you're coming in and it's a different era. As the Economist says, it's the Trump era, which is exactly, you know, what it is. It's going from another transition as we transition from Bush to Obama, now Obama to Trump. I'm going to talk about what the buzz is across the land. What is buzz-worthy, as I say? We're going to let you hear some of the sounds on the day, too, coming up in a little while. But I was looking at a copy of the Daily Star. And, of course, what do they put? You know, somebody was going to write this, but the cover says, Trump's a dead man walking. shocking number of assassination attempts. But didn't we hear that about Obama? Didn't we hear that about Bush? Didn't we hear that about Clinton? As we've had former FBI agents on this show, what do they tell us? In fact, Robert Catalano was on this show three or four times in the last couple of months and said there are unbelievable amounts of threats that would turn your hair white the second you step foot near the White House if you knew about them, and that comes with the job. So that's actually, I kind of poo-poo that headline because it's always there. That's not anything that's different. So here's what some of the headline said about the Trump-Obama meeting. The New York Times portrays it this way. Cordial words after Trump and Obama meet at the White House. And there's an actual picture of the two of them looking at each other, and it does look kind of weird. Strange in the sense that they both just are kind of looking at each other and shaking hands. So President Obama said he and President-elect Donald Trump had an excellent and wide-ranging conversation on a Thursday. Because it does become about tossing the football, and you don't want to be the person that dogs the next person coming in. You did not give them the courtesy of knowing what they need to know. So while that was happening, there were people that were getting ready to be part of the thousands who were protesting the results of the election, which we talked about moments ago with Justin Duckham, including protesters that were there when Trump came to the White House. So the protesters had all kinds of signs saying that they don't agree with the election results, to things that I actually can't even say on the airwaves. And there were a lot of millennials. There were a lot of kind of different, all kinds of different people looking people were on hand protesting, holding signs, and letting their voices be heard, I suppose, that way. Talking about the change. So as Trump's motorcade left the White House, guards pushed the protesters away. They were chanting, "Love Trump's hate." That seems to be just a common slogan, which was there during the campaign for Clinton. And, you know, there were a lot of people that were interviewed. I saw some of the interviews. One woman said, I can't. It was a woman who was protesting, telling other protesters that she's concerned about her daughter. She said, I can't let her think it's okay. It's not healthy. And, of course, she said she was referring to the sexual assault claims against Trump. That how can we just completely ignore that, and that it was sobering that he won, and that it's not acceptable. While that was happening, you had Trump, as also Justin referred to, tweeting against or tweeting out about the protesters, saying that the tweets are just unfair. And then Kellyanne Conway, who was the campaign manager for Donald Trump, you can imagine the week that she's had, talked about it, you know, talked about the protest, was asked about the protest, and said that she would just recommend that the protesters listen to Donald Trump from his victory speech, where he said, "I will be a president for all Americans, including those who didn't support me and who don't support me." That's what she said as a guest on CNN's Anderson Cooper's show, saying that, you know, just listen to what he said a couple of days ago, and that gives you an idea. I'll tell you, some of the crowds were pretty thick in Los Angeles, especially. In fact, in L.A., it was a nightmare. In L.A., the demonstrators flooded the 101, which is the main freeway, protesting Trump. And you could see, I mean, they were walking in between cars. So people, the cars couldn't move. Cars can't move anyway in L.A., but they could move even worse with the protesters. And then the cops come, and then it becomes, oh, gosh, we have to break this up and figure this out. And that's exactly what they did. And I think of everywhere that I've seen, L.A. may be the worst. L.A. might be the worst. Hillary Clinton, by the way, in the meantime, says, I offered to work with Trump. So she's saying, as Bernie Sanders is saying, as others are saying, that they're doing their part to say be open-minded, and she spoke to her supporters and staff and said that she was willing to do it, willing to do whatever it takes to make sure that the country stays whole. And I applaud people who just got pummeled in that election for coming out and saying that. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas. Dan in Texas, are you there?
Hello, Kate, and wherever you are.
Kate and wherever you are. In the eye in the sky. I love it.
Yes, my watcher ever. Now listen, sweetheart. These little protests and stuff are being sponsored by people like George Soros. And I think you better remember something. George Soros was a collaborator with the Nazis when he was 14 years old in Hungary. And he perpetrated some of the most evils of his life. And there are dead people because of George Soros. This man is evil personified. And he better watch his step, because his citizenship could be yanked under certain circumstances where he was declared an enemy of the state and kicked out of the country and sent back to his beloved Hungary. And also, there's going to be a whole lot of payback for some of the scum that have perpetrated these crimes out there with their protests and stuff. And they better not get into violence and start pulling up some of that, because we all have our guns, we all have our ammunition. They want a revolution? By God, we'll give them one.
I don't think there's going to be anything like that. It doesn't
okay,
feel
one more
that
thing.
Way to
one
me.
One more thing. One more thing. Remember I told you last night that I told you this was a revolt. This was an uprising. I heard it twice today on the stations, different commentators saying the same thing, that I was right. It was a revolt. It was the people of this country saying no more. We don't want our country going down the tubes. We don't want Obamacare. We don't want all this regulation and crap that's going on, this stifling business and causing us to work 20 hours a week to try to feed our families. We want to go back to work. We want our money. We want them out of our lives. We want a smaller government, and we want to be left alone. And I'm telling you, they better do what we want, because we won the election. If Obama's got something to say, I got to remember something that he said personally. I won.
I disagree with you on the revolt. I'm sorry.
No.
Revolt is just, here's what I think, we're out of time. Why? Because who cares? We're splitting hairs. I agree with you. People were tired of the same old, same old. But I don't call it a revolt. I say that people were furious and they went out and voted. When I think of revolt, I think I have a revolver and I'm sticking it in your eyeball and telling you you have to vote a certain way. All right, we'll be back with more in just a second.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug-out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Emphasize to you, Mr. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
All right, so there's some of the words from the president. You heard what he had to say. That's when the two of them were sitting together, Trump and Obama. Let me finish up on some of what Dan had to say. You can call it whatever you want to call it. You can call it, we did the splits. It doesn't matter. To me, the word revolution, it was a revolt, means that you stuck a gun, like I said, in my eyeball, up my nose, and told me what to do. That's fine if other talk show hosts called it, it's a revolt, and the people have revolted, and they're furious, and that's why they voted the way they did. And maybe that's just not my style. Yes, we were furious about, and I am right there with you, trust me, have I gotten screwed out of jobs because of Obamacare? Yes. Did I lose a huge speaking gig because of Obamacare that my family certainly could have used? Yes, I have personally been affected by Obamacare. I was dumped off of my company's insurance like everybody else, and it was like sink or swim, baby, and pray that your health is good. And then I had to navigate the choppy waters just like the rest of you. I was furious. I went to Washington. You know that. You heard. I gave all sides of the argument and let everybody hear what everybody had to say the entire time that I've done this show. Do I think that there could be paid protesters? Of course. Do I think thousands of people in the street are paid by George Soros? No. I think that there are people that are unhappy, who have alternative lifestyles or are concerned about the Supreme Court or whatever. But it's, to me, again, they're expressing themselves just as Trump protesters have expressed themselves over being furious over Obamacare, over immigration, over the lack of jobs. Wait till you hear a conversation that I have coming up in our next hour with Megan Barth, who's become a great friend of the show, and she and I are simpatico on many levels. And she talks about the fact that, did you know that 70,000 factories were closed? That's how many people in the Rust Belt, I mean, how many people in the Rust Belt lost jobs because of that? The 70,000 factories represented a ton of jobs. And why was that? That was because of the crappy pact of NAFTA, which was whose fault or whose piece of legislation that they got passed, and that would be President Clinton. So Hillary Clinton's husband, NAFTA was a bad deal. 70,000 factories, that's not good. How about the fact that you could look at the what's happened with taxes, with corporations, and the fact that even more and more and more have gone off the rails, have gone to other places because that number keeps rising. There's the argument that if you lower the tax, the corporate tax rate, that's still not going to bring the companies back. But I say, let's see that. If you talk about Obamacare, which I did with Democrats and elected Democrats and Republicans, and what was I saying from the very beginning when I tried to read as much as I could read of it, when Izzy and others were reading it, that it was filled with problems with these exchanges. Well, if we have all these healthy people on these exchanges, it'll help all the other people who aren't healthy, except for the healthy ones didn't sign up, and then fining people because they don't have health insurance. And supposedly, there was efforts to repeal Obamacare since 2009. We've been hearing about repealing it. 2009, if my math is correct, we're in 2016. Well, now you have Republicans in both chambers and you have a Republican president. So to me, there's no doubt that health care will change. And thank goodness. I mean, listen, there are people that did get health care that weren't eligible to get health care before. There was pre-existing conditions that stopped people from being able to get health care, and that would be the one silver lining, I suppose. But then the problem was that so many of them still didn't get the kind of health care they needed. So what people weren't being told is when they were diagnosed, hey, one day you're healthy, and we know how sad it can be, then the next day you're diagnosed with cancer, and they want to send you to a specialist, only you can't go to the specialist because you can't afford the specialist because, yeah, you have insurance, but the insurance doesn't cover it and they won't accept your insurance. So there is no question. I am right there. If you want to call that a revolt, okay. I say that revolt makes it sound as though everybody was crazed and makes the people who voted for Trump sound as if it was just a crazy, uneducated mob. How many times do we hear the word uneducated? And that's infuriating to me because that is painting the wrong kind of picture and message as well. So that's why, to me, we could split hairs on it, but that's why I don't really call it that. I definitely say that there's no question that the handwriting was on the wall here, and we all knew it, and we all talked about it on this show over and over again. And I will reiterate what I said. I am a massive victim like the rest of you. I shouldn't say victim because I don't want to be a victim, but I have massively been affected by what has happened over the last 8 years. And my family has been affected by it. Different members have been affected by it, depending on the kind of job they had, depending on what they were doing. And by the way, it isn't educated versus uneducated, because plenty of them are educated and in some scenarios found themselves in worse positions. And as we move forward, it'll be interesting to see how quickly some of what's happened can be unraveled. Some of what is not good and is destroying lives can be turned around. How quickly can that be turned around? Everett in Washington. Hello, Everett.
Hey, there's only one thing you have to say about all this.
Obama and Hillary, cha-na-na-na, hey, goodbye.
You know, that's one of my favorite songs to still hear at any sports arena in the United States. I think it's hilarious. Like when somebody comes up to the plate and they strike out and they play that, or to hit the road jack. You hear hit the road jack a lot too. Yeah, I think here's what I care about now. I've heard it's exactly what I just said. Listen, let's hurry up and move forward and get moving on changing the way things are that are killing us.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
as far as the protesters go, most of them couldn't vote anyway because most of them were illegals.
Yeah, there you go. And you're right. And you're right in some cases. If you look around on that 101, right about that. Yeah. In Los Angeles.
There'll be another brick in the wall. It's going to be Pink Floyd all over again.
Yeah. I mean, that's true. You know, that's true. Think about that. You're right. Who's not going to like that? Especially, I lived in California, and if you're there in San Diego, oh my gosh, how many different tunnels did they find? How many drug lords have made how much money by being able to tunnel over through San Diego from Tijuana? You know how many tunnels they found there? It's ridiculous.
I know. It's
shut down. Sad.
We got our country back, though.
Hey. Yep. Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. Yeah, we want it back. How about that? If that's the revolution, then I'm with you. We're holding it. We're carrying the same sign, you and I. I agree.
Oh, yeah. Better days are ahead.
Yeah, there you go. There's the slogan. Absolutely. Thanks, Everett. Yeah, he's right. You look at the protests, and again, to me, the where it's the worst, and I have a good friend who lives in Los Angeles, and she said she would come on with us. She was an avid supporter. She's a lifelong Republican, grew up in Michigan, and lives in Los Angeles, and says it's just been crazy what's happening. She lives in a place called Westlake Village, and says that, you know, they just tell them, listen, this is what's going to be happening. And they don't know how many days they're going to get this. They're assuming it's going to quell down over the weekend, and then it's not going to necessarily kick back in next week. Because, you know, one thing Dan did say, and he's right, what's going to happen is what happens in any kind of a protest. If you start stopping traffic, they're just going to arrest people. So people are going to get arrested. They're going to shoot tear gas into the crowd if it gets ridiculous and somebody starts throwing bricks and doing some kind of damage, which is horrible because you're really not, whatever you're protesting, especially if you do some sort of violent act, that only hurts people who are innocent, who you're around, that you could possibly do something to by flicking a brick or causing a riot, causing a peaceful march that's blocking a major thoroughfare and is going to be broken up. You're only causing harm to the people around you, certainly not to an administration that hasn't even taken office yet, you know? So Trump tweeted out today, earlier in the day, just had a very open and successful presidential election. Now professional protesters incited by media are protesting very unfair. It's good what he said, I think, with the unfair, and was calm about what he tweeted out. I mean, the tweet comes after the New York Times reported that his aides took control of his Twitter account during his presidential campaign because they wanted to tame that whole internet presence thing, and it worked. And it also comes after he had a pretty conciliatory tone in his victory speech and of course, the meeting with Barack Obama on Thursday. Bill de Blasio had something to say about the protesters in New York. That's coming up. If you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-957-9652. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-957-9652. That's 1-800-957-9652. 1-800-957-9652.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
Anybody, to stand out here and to not have a call to action and not be specific. That's why we're here where we are now, because we haven't been talking about policy, because we haven't been being specific.
All right, protester in Chicago, frustrated that no specific policies have been discussed. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hey, here's something nobody can complain about. Last night, the futures were tanking, but then the U.S. stocks soared after the Trump win. And after he defied expectations, everybody was saying, oh, doom and gloom for the markets, but that flipped around. So that is a good thing. I think of all the people who have 401ks and what that is tied to for so many and how disastrous that would be. Obama, the prez, kept it classy in talking about making sure that Trump has what he needs. You know, it's about transitioning. It's the handoff of power. If any of you have ever been in a position of leadership in a company or in some other capacity, which is a much smaller scale than comparing that to the president of the United States, but you know what I'm saying. It's the worst when people transfer the head from one head to the next and it's not a smooth transition. And one thing that we are usually very good at in the United States with our occupants of the White House is making that transition as smooth as possible. Here's what the current president had to say about handing over the reins to the incoming president.
President Bush's team could not have been more professional or more gracious in making sure we had a smooth transition so that we could hit the ground running.
All right, so hitting the ground running. Now, talking about the issues, I just want to breeze on into this a little bit since that protester said, we're not talking about the issues. My concern is health care and what health care is doing to so many people. It's about 20 million people that get their health care off of the exchanges, if you will. And there's massive problems with that. And then there's massive problems in these small businesses. So Donald Trump repeated his vow to overturn the Affordable Care Act, and combined with the Republican control of Congress, I would just think that the President Obama's legacy, which is what they kept calling his legacy, the signature health policy, is tanked. Because that should be easy peasy to make that happen with the Republican control. So pharmaceutical and biotech stocks rose. Hospital and health insurance shares were volatile because of the uncertainty. That was the one thing on the market that was rocky. But, you know, Trump has been kind of critical of high drug costs during the campaign. So rising prescription drug prices, it's been a huge issue. But Republicans are probably less likely to dive into the high drug prices than the Clinton administration might have. Trump has endorsed allowing Medicare to negotiate for drug prices and importing medications from other countries, all positions opposed, of course, by the industry, but uncertain what will happen with that. We don't know, you know, where that goes. I know I heard him say erasing the state lines and providing that competition, which would be great. Think of it as anybody else competing for your business. So, you know, even the California Association of Health Plans, they represent the state's health insurers. They issued a statement saying the organization is committed to ensuring Californians have access to high quality, affordable health care. Are you kidding me? In California, it couldn't even be worse. The infrastructure is cratering and is awful. So how do they tackle the repeal? I think they have the numbers, so they just tackle it. What the policy will look like, we don't know. But I would think there will be some kind of, I just would think there'd be some kind of a easy peasy way to do this, and this would be top on the list. Would be just right up there. All right, also, some of the policy changes, which could be pretty easy, some of them which won't be as easy, what's going to happen with international trade? Obviously, Supreme Court justices, he's already got the list and he's talked about that. So that's also under things I need to do, the to-do list for President Trump. But international trade, so the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, the way it is right now, it is dead on arrival. That's dead. Deader than a doorknob, as they say. I just don't even see that. So if you think about it, that was another part of Obama's legacy, and it was supposed to boost the U.S. economy. I don't think so. I think that one's gone. I mean, Congress approving it, zero, zip, nada. It's not going to happen. Trump is, of course, opposed to that deal, saying it didn't really help American workers. So if it's not helping American workers, that doesn't make any sense. They're not going to do it. And then that gets eliminated, since they're pretty clear about that. The whole idea of the globalization, you know, the whole Brexit crap, Great Britain voting to leave the European Union. We saw how that turned out. Oh, it'll be a piece of cake. And, of course, everybody's basically saying, see you later. Who cares? So any of these global initiatives, I think a lot of that stops. Some of them realities can't be ripped up, though. Because if you look at some of them that are already in place, you're not able to switch them off, but some of them aren't in place. So we do some of what our people count on is money from trade. From 1990 to 2014, I read this, I want to say, in the San Francisco Chronicle, the percentage of global gross domestic product that comes from international trade jumped from 39% to 60% last year. So this is what we care about. Last year, 30% of U.S. gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services, came from trade. So you heard what I said, right? 30% of our gross domestic product, the total output of goods and services, came from trade, compared with just 16% in 1974. And remember, Trump did not say he's against all trade. He did not say that. He said he wants to make it fairer to the United States. He said that a lot. So, and he says the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership nations will renegotiate the deal with the Trump administration. So that's not, it's dead the way it is now, but that doesn't mean that it's completely dead. He also has threatened to slap China for Chinese imports with a 45% tariff to punish China for manipulating the currency, which is true. They certainly have done that. But I don't know. I mean, this has been discussed before with China. If Trump makes good on the threat to tax Chinese goods, China would retaliate in some way. And how would they retaliate with companies? They have some American companies in China. I don't know. There may be a trade war, some kind of trade war starts. That would be one to watch, that's for sure. Climate, when we talk about any kind of green initiatives, I would think all of that would be dead, especially with Republican-controlled Congress. And that was one of the things that he talked about, that Trump talked about a little bit. If he's vowed to back out of last year's Paris Climate Accord, that agreement negotiated in Marrakesh, they're trying to implement it. He pledged to get rid of Obama's clean power plan, to cut carbon emissions from power plants. He's promised to revive America's coal industry. So I would think that anything that's happening there, the transition would be, we're going back to coal. I don't think that stays. And he, you know, renewable power, he hasn't said I'm not against renewable power. Solar, wind, you know, there's jobs in that if Trump backed in Iowa and Texas, that may be fine. Oil, of course. He's already placed his transition team on his transition team, Myron Ebel of the Competitive Enterprise Institute conservative think tank to oversee the transition at the Environmental Protection Agency. So we'll see where that all goes. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Oh, careless love. Love, oh love, 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 oh careless love.
Build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.